Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning is Holy Trinity Sunday. Holy Trinity Sunday is the Sunday that we think about God in three persons, and we think about the mystery that is the Holy Trinity. I think that the Trinity is probably one of the most mysterious aspects of the Christian faith, and probably one of the hardest to understand. It's the one that we normally hear the analogy of ice, water, and steam, that it's all the same thing, but yet manifested in different ways. And that's a good analogy, but most of our analogies fall short, because I think the reality is that anyone who tells you that they understand the Holy Spirit probably doesn't. It's kind of like Richard Feynman, one of the physicists who created quantum mechanics. And if you don't know anything about quantum mechanics, don't worry, I'm not going to talk about quantum mechanics other than to say that Richard Feynman said, anyone who claims to understand quantum mechanics doesn't understand quantum mechanics. And I think that's probably the way it is with the Holy Spirit. But we certainly do know a lot about it. Today's gospel lesson, Jesus talks to us about the Holy Spirit, one of the persons in the Trinity. And so this morning, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit, talk a little bit about what Luther said about the Holy Spirit, and talk a little bit about some of my own experiences with the Holy Spirit in my journey of faith. Like all good Lutherans, I'm sure that all of you have Luther's small catechism memorized and could recite it. So, volunteers to recite the third article of the Creed and what Luther says about it? Anyone? Okay, well, I, not being as good a Lutheran as I should be, don't have it memorized either, so I will read it as well. Luther, in his commentary on the third article of the Apostles' Creed, which we repeat on most Sundays, although today we'll be reciting the very long Athanasian Creed, so everyone needs to be ready for that and gather your strength for the long endeavor of the Athanasian Creed. But Luther said, the Apostles' Creed says, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And then Luther goes on to say, what is this, or what does this mean? And he says that I believe by my own understanding or strength that I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him by my own strength. But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, made me holy, and kept me in the true faith. Just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common and true faith. So Luther is making a statement here about one of the main roles that the Holy Spirit plays. In the small catechism, it says, of sanctification. So the Holy Spirit comes to sanctify us, is the term that he uses. But this idea that we cannot on our own come to believe in Jesus Christ and come to him on our own, I think is an incredibly important and incredibly freeing message that we hear in the Lutheran faith. And this is especially important to me. It has been especially important to me in my life and in my journey of faith. Throughout much of my life, I struggled with my faith. And to say that I struggled with my faith is probably being fairly generous in some ways. And at some times, I would have said that I had no faith at all. And I always, in my life, felt that faith in God was something that I had to come to on my own. Exactly the opposite of what Luther says. that it was something that I had to muster on my own. And that's a common theme that we hear in modern society and in a lot of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, I'm not disparaging anyone. God calls and calls us to the gospel and calls us to faith in many different ways. And in many different ways, different people have different journeys of faith and different experiences of coming to faith. Some people have moments like Saul on the road where he is stricken blind and is overcome all at once. Other people like myself, the journey of faith was more slow. A process, not an event. Oftentimes coming to faith is looked at as an event. It happens, and then it's over, and then from then on, you're good to go. For most of us, and for a lot of us, faith is a process, it's a journey. For myself, I struggled for a lot of time in my life trying to come to faith on my own. I always felt like I was on the edge of a large canyon, and I wanted to get to the other side. I wanted to be in the church with God. I wanted to be part of God's family. I wanted to be part of that community of faith. But it was always difficult to get across the canyon on my own. And it was because I was trying to do it alone that it was difficult. I never felt like I could do it on my own. I always felt like if I could just read the perfect essay or find the perfect book or talk to the right person who could explain things in exactly the right way, that I would be able to make the jump. I always looked at it as something that I had to do to make the jump. But it was when I heard the message of Lutheranism that I cannot, this simple statement, I cannot on my own believe in my Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit who calls me and gathers me in the gospel and brings me to that faith. And that's such a freeing message, I think, for so many people. It is when we give up ourself. It is when we give up trying to control our own lives. It is when we give up trying to control our own faiths that we can truly find our faith. When we give up that struggle and allow the Holy Spirit to come to us, to strengthen us, to build our faith. And that is a truly freeing message. We hear so often the message of grace, that grace comes through faith. And all of the things that go along with that grace, a life on earth filled with the love of God, the love of God's people as part of his body on earth, and then ultimately returning to his loving arms in eternity. But coming to faith is something that we don't always talk about and how we get there. And it's made clear, I think, that it is the Holy Spirit that brings us to faith. And that is a freeing message that sets us free from struggling on our own faiths. You know, many people experience their faith differently throughout their lives. Some are blessed with faith that comes more easily to them. When we're children, we are filled with the faith that's appropriate for a child. And as we grow older, hopefully that faith becomes the faith of an adult. Some people struggle with faith throughout their lives. In fact, I would venture to say that everyone struggles with their faith from time to time. People struggle in different ways and in different degrees with their faith. But who hasn't experienced doubt? Who hasn't experienced questions? Who hasn't experienced troubles in their lives that has shaken their faith? So not only does the Holy Spirit call us by the gospel and bring us to faith, again, it is not an event, but it is a process. Throughout our lives, we must continue to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. We must allow the Holy Spirit to continue to bolster our strength and bolster our faith. The Holy Spirit works not only within each of us individually, but also through us. That is one of the reasons that the church, the whole church, and the congregations, the different manifestations of the church, are such a blessing, I think, because everyone in this congregation is at different places in their faith journeys and in their faith levels. And the Holy Spirit can work through us. There are some people in this congregation who are struggling right now and who need help. And the Holy Spirit can call and fill us to be that agent for him that can help our fellow brothers and sisters who need help right now, who need strengthened in their faith, who need to hear the message of love and to be renewed. And some of us are going through times where we might have faith to give. Some of us are struggling and some of us have faith to give. And the Holy Spirit can call us to help those who need it. And at the same time, the people who are struggling now will come to a point in their faith journeys that they have faith to give and they have help to offer. And the people who right now may be strong in their faith are going through something that is difficult for them and they're struggling with their faith. So as the church, the Holy Spirit can work through us so that we can give when we are able and receive when we need it. I think faith is the analogy that you hear that I like, that is that faith is like a muscle. It must be exercised. Having faith is not just an on or off switch. It's not that you just have it or you don't have it. Sometimes it needs to be exercised. The Holy Spirit can work in us to exercise our faith. Having faith is not just a state of being. It's not just a belief, but it's actions. Just as love is not just a state of being, loving someone is not just being in love with them. It is an act. Loving someone is an act. We love people in many ways by the ways that we show that we love them. And faith is similar. It's not just a state of being that I have faith. It is a constant process of stepping out in faith. It is a constant process of trusting God, which again is difficult to do, especially when we're called to do things that scare us or frighten us, or we're in positions that are scary. And the Holy Spirit is somewhat like a trainer in an exercise gym that can help us exercise our faith. When you're in the gym and you have a friend or you have a trainer there with you, they push you. They push you to exercise your muscles. When you think you don't have any more left, when you've lifted the weights, the final time that you think you can do it, they're there encouraging you, pushing you to lift one more time, to have faith in your ability to do it. When you've run as far as you think you can run, they encourage you and you find that you are able to run another minute, another 2 minutes. And the Holy Spirit is a lot like that. When we find that our faith is drained, when we don't think we can go on, when we think there's no way we can do what it is we're being called to do, when there's no way that we can possibly get through whatever it is we are trying to get through, the Holy Spirit is there to encourage us, to strengthen us, and to push us just one more time. So my prayer for all of us is that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and call on the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Whatever point we are at in our faith, wherever we are at, whatever we have in our lives that's in front of us, we can all call on the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. And we can look for the Holy Spirit in the people around us in this congregation for strength. And we will find that strength in Him. Amen.